It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's get to this one. Tell me the number one reason why you voted for your candidate in the presidential election. It's a combination for a lot of people, or it's a single issue for someone else, Dave Harrigan. For some, economy, immigration, bipartisan, tired, fatigued of one candidate, whatever it might be. For you, the most meaningful reason, if you want to add the candidate you voted for, that's fine, but you don't have to. Tell, and probably might tell us. In some of them, it might tell, like the economy. I think if Donald Trump was running on this economy, he would have sold it significantly. Well, we know it would have been relentless, right? But he would have sold it significantly better than Biden and Harris have pulled off. No doubt, inflation has been a major part of the Biden economy. Without a doubt. If you're saying it's not, you're not paying attention. However, Donald Trump put a lot of money into all of our pockets when the pandemic started. Joe Biden continued that. And if you look at this country compared to most other Western nations, we are recovering from inflation better than almost all Western nations. Now, I get the comeback. When I'm going to the grocery store and I'm buying eggs and they've jumped up from where I was used to where they were in the teens, I don't care that I'm better than some individual in London. So I understand the personal frustration. But Biden and Harris later, clearly, but she's now the lead ticket. I think they failed because there are a lot of signs the economy is handling this. Look at the list of people, and I appreciate that Carol and Marty have called in because I want more people to call in and I want more people to text. And if it's easier for you, just go to the app. You can do that now. Go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone. You have 30 seconds. If you'd rather do that instead of waiting, I appreciate that. Just you got 30 seconds to say, the economy is my reason, immigration is my reason, whatever it might be, and elaborate, and you have up to 30 seconds. You can Odyssey app, click on the microphone, you can opine. Look at the stock market. If Trump was in charge. But what is the number one reason why you cast your vote in the presidential election today? 651-461-9226. Texts and calls encourage. Carol has called in. Carol, glad you listened to WCCO. Thanks so much. What do you want to say?
I voted the way I did because I cannot vote for a man that I wouldn't welcome in my home because of the way he talks, the way he mocks, and the way he acts.
Did you feel that way right away when he started the campaign in 15, or did it take a while for you to feel that way?
I saw it all along. The arrogance, the making fun of people, the vulgarity, the fact that he calls himself a law and order candidate but stands by while our country's capital is destroyed. And I know there were riots in Minneapolis, but they weren't sanctioned by someone who wanted to be our leader. And I just saw something that proved my point. I just saw a Trump supporter standing here in the pouring rain holding a Trump flag, which means his supporters don't even know enough to get it out of the rain.
Okay. All right, Carol. I appreciate that. The phone was warbling a little bit. Donald Trump probably creates that more than any candidate I remember in a long time. But you know what else he also creates? More loyalty than I've ever witnessed for any presidential candidate in my entire life, Dave. It's both. It is. I mean, is there anybody who pays attention to politics and you ask them about Trump, they go, I'm still trying to form an opinion. Whatever. You know,
who is this Trump guy anyway?
He's okay. You know, there's not a lot of middle ground with Trump. There are people, you know, Carol was making fun of him, but there are people who would stand forever for the guy. Tell me somebody in presidential politics where the loyalty was close. I thought Obama had strong loyalty. I don't think it's close. Now, Trump may push people to a further degree than Obama did to then demonstrate the loyalty that he has. I think that's overwhelmingly clear. But their folks will do anything for the guy. There's no doubt. All right, let's go to Marty again. Calls and text. Tell me the number one reason why you voted for the candidate you voted for. Marty, you're on WCCO Radio.
Hi, Chad. I miss your dad a lot.
I appreciate that, Marty.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's very kind of you. I appreciate you saying that.
No, it's okay. I've been around a long time, and I miss him. He was awesome. And we need more of the heart and spirit around here. But anyway, I was going to tell you, so much, it's so complicated. It really is. I know for a lot of people, it isn't very complicated because they've got their minds made up and all of those things. And I do too. I had my mind made up a long time ago. But for me, if I have to distill it down and boil it down to one issue, taking away all of the noise, just all of the noise, Republican, Democrat, all the noise, it just comes down to character, the character of a person who's supposed to be a leader of the nation. And I think when you think about character, the qualities that embodies are things like unity and bringing together people and looking towards the hopefulness and giving people encouragement and things like that. In other words, elevating and not dividing. And with those qualities, all things are possible in a nation. That's at least how I was raised to believe and how I think. So this wasn't a tough year for me to pull the lever for, or I would say more or less against the candidate that did not embody those qualities.
Yep.
Chad, but for me, it's gotten way too, it's crazy. It's like, I so wish we could have a third party.
Yep.
Common sense party, you know, something like that, where
I'm
we could
you.
Come together.
I'm so with
and
you.
And that used to be the moderate in Washington, Chad. You remember that? The days
yeah.
where
yep.
there were people that Tip O'Neill and Reagan could talk about things regardless of their ideological differences, but people have just become fundamentalists, and it's so hard to rationalize with a fundamentalist. And that's from either side, Chad. And so, yeah. But I surely
there's too much.
Do think it comes down to character. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
for,
you, Marty.
Taking my call.
You made my heart warm talking about my father. I always appreciate that. It's 16 past one. We have received a lot of texts on the number one reason why you're voting for a certain candidate. And just on what Marty said, character should matter. I'm sorry. It should matter. And I know there are a lot of people, Dave, who have sent me texts since Trump came down the escalator, where there was even a text earlier. Why do you care about words? For me, it's more about his actions where I disagree. But the demeaning and the denigrating and the dividing and the bullying and the superiority constantly wore me out. Now, if I agreed with all of his policies, I still think character has to be a part of the conversation. And I will repeat again. I voted today. I did not vote for just one party. I voted for Democrats and Republicans. This is not a Republican rip fest for me. If it was Nikki Haley against Kamala Harris, I'm pretty convinced I'd be voting for Nikki Haley. I voted for Republicans in almost every election. Trump, to me, as I've said over and over again, is an opportunist. He morphs into whatever works best for him. He wakes up every day saying, how can I benefit? He was a Democrat for decades in New York. And he saw what was building with Obama. And again, another thing that I just found despicable, for years, he lied about Barack Obama and a birth certificate. Now, he's involved in a lot of other things. Okay. And I get that the loyalty is unquestioned. A lot of people will cite economy, immigration. By the way, immigration, the Biden administration, D minus at best, maybe an F. So I'm not touting how they've handled immigration. It was incompetent. But when your inroad is lying about the birth certificate for, oh, funny, the first black president, when you're intentionally mispronouncing the first name of the first potentially female black president, I think that stuff is disgusting. And I think there should be people who wrestle with character over policy. And by the way, Joe Biden, who was a fool for what he said with garbage, was insulting. And it was another reminder, I don't think he's capable of being president. I've thought that way for months and months and months. And I thought 2 years ago plus he shouldn't run. And I thought there were a lot of Democrats led by Kamala Harris. Let me be clear, number one by Kamala Harris, who lied to us. But when Biden said that, and again, you don't have to agree with Biden, but a lot of Republicans will tell you what a good human being Joe Biden is. Not capable for the job anymore. But Biden allowed Republicans to say, here you go. Now, Republicans also will talk about the fascist comments. Donald Trump has called Kamala Harris a fascist over and over and over again. And it was John Kelly. And again, if you're asking me who I believe, a four-star Marine general who joined the Trump administration. Why? Because he agreed with his policy. And when John Kelly's saying what Trump said, and when Trump lies incessantly, I believe John Kelly 1,000% of the time. What is the number one reason why you're voting for your candidate? And we'll get to many other items. Then we'll get away from politics primarily when Jamie Yuccas comes back to the show in 15 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, a lot of calls here, but let me get to text also. Chad, I don't remain friends with people who are chronic liars. How could I vote for a man who seems to lie as much as this texter believes Trump does? More text. I'm just going to read a series of your texts. I vote the way I voted for someone who does not mock the disabled and isn't a poor character. Another texter. Character. Another text. Voting history is the number of factors I voted for this year. A person's voting history is a great indicator of how they will vote, what their policies are going forward. Pretty easy choice for me. MAGA is out, reading text here in rural Minnesota. Flags and bumper stickers. Wearing hats, polls, all men, women, children, line to vote, hopefully the other way. Chad, does anyone know if my father can vote from the hospital? He will not be able to get out today, and he never misses voting. Yeah, absentee, but it's too late to get an absentee ballot as we're sitting here talking at 1:26.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's tough.
Yeah. Our capital was destroyed, question mark. This is what liberals think because of the media's misinformation. No, we all watched it. We watched what happened.
It wasn't destroyed, but it was ransacked.
Damaged significantly. And the then president of the United States, rightfully so, challenged it in court, and I had zero problem with that. He did 60 sometimes. He had one minor victory. He lost in other cases because he didn't have standing. But every one, other one he lost, and he had his own FBI director tell him, no, his own attorney general, excuse me, Bill Barr, tell him there's no widespread voting fraud. There's always going to be some if you have 155 million people. But there was none by Republican after Republican after Republican who went to Trump and told him that, and then he fomented that. And then he sat there and watched for hours as some just walked to the Capitol, totally fine, showing up for Trump's speech, totally fine. Even the ones who went in the Capitol and just walked around, they absolutely should not have done it. But my wrath is with those who stormed in, broke in, injured police officers, damaged property, and were trying to hunt down Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence to do one thing. Stop the transfer of power. That's what they were doing, boys and girls. There's no other way around it. None. And like we now have fake electors. We cannot forget this. Prominent elected officials were involved in sending fake electors to D.C. based on nothing that was proven in court. They were disappointed their guy lost. I get it. That stinks. You don't then create fake electors and storm the Capitol. And by the way, what are some of those fake electors doing now, Dave?
Round two.
They're round two. They're back in the mix. They're powerful in a number of states.
You're not buying Day of Love is what I'm hearing?
Not so far. I'm not buying that. More text. I want to get to a bunch of calls here. Use character selectively. More text. January 6th. Congress determines immigration policy. Congress does, but then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris all of a sudden put in an executive order that changed the numbers immensely. You're right. Congress sat on their butt. You're right. Trump stopped the one proposal, which would have made progress to a lot of people, not as far as it should have went. But come on. If you're defending Biden and Harris on immigration, we couldn't disagree more. Bill, thanks for listening. You're on WCCO.
Okay. Hey there. Look, I'm going for Democrats in general and Harris Walz in particular. Why? Because they're more likely to end the war on nature, the single most important issue of our time, because it involves saving biodiversity. Look, there's no other species of our size and impact that has anywhere near our numbers. 8 billion with a B. Our species is so out of sync with the checks and balances of nature. I don't want to live in a world of just dogs and cats and squirrels and rabbits, lovable as they are. Okay? End the war on nature. It's all these other issues, immigration, economy, they're just about one species. It's self-centered.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. Get that, check that smoke alarm. I'm hearing a beep in the background. Dan is on the line. Go ahead, Dan. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hi, Chad. Love the show and miss your father dearly.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I look at it this way. A lot of Trump voters, I wonder if they would like
a 34-time convicted felon and sexual assault person moving in next door to them. What kind of uproar would that cause? But yet they'll vote for him as president. So I'm choosing to go to for Kamala Harris because I can't handle I can't handle that man. He's just the most negative person I've ever witnessed or encountered in my life. So it's Wallace and Harris for me. One other quick note.
Sure.
I just was at the dentist office,
yeah,
and the receptionist didn't even know who was running today. She
Ooh.
Said, should I go vote? I had to speak up and say, no, please don't go vote. She thought Trump was a doctor. She thought he was on the Democratic Oof. Party. She had no idea who Walz was. She thought Fry was running for vice president.
Oh.
So I had to speak up and tell her, please don't vote. We don't want you voting, young lady.
Dan, I might want to find a new dentist
That's
office.
My,
that troubles me.
No,
thank you, Dan. Appreciate the dentist knows. Good to know that. The allegations of rape and sexual abuse with this guy, there are dozens and dozens. And then the E. Jean Carroll and what was proven. In particular, the evangelicals, where it's character, and character should matter. I'm not saying Kamala Harris or, by the way, me, perfect, flawless. But by the way, the Epstein stuff came out this last week. Can you imagine if this somehow was tied to Harris in some way? By the way, Doug Emhoff. Hey, Doug, how about a couple strong questions for Doug Emhoff on the allegations against him? Harris's husband, he's ducked those. And there are multiple accusations, which I think should be pursued. Donald, it's dozens. And most people just think that's a witch hunt. They're all working together. They didn't know each other. These are different times in Trump's life when he was a businessman, not a politician. Let's do this. CJ, I wish I could get to you, but I want to get to Jamie. Not as late as we normally do. We're already late. So let's we'll slip away from politics, shockingly, on the day of the election. We're going to get back to it. And reminder, I'm opining at times today. We're not opining tonight. We're just covering the results with myself and Adam and Blois, a number of other people are going to be checking in, politicians, former politicians, our news team. You'll have a lot of options tonight. I get it. A lot of very, very good options. I hope you consider us starting at 8 right here on Newstalk A3O WCCO. She's back. Jamie is here, like all the guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Where have you been? We've missed you. It's been weeks. Are you just faking plans? You're tired of talking to us. What's going on?
I think it's been 2 weeks
yeah.
or three. I was on vacation in Vancouver for my husband's birthday.
Dave, let's stop there. Does that count? Doug's birthday, does that count taking the show off where she's paid millions, thousands? Okay, enough.
Phones work in Vancouver,
yeah,
I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're giving an F to that one. Nope, doesn't count.
Okay.
What's number two?
Then I had a shoot with the band The Offspring?
Yes, I am familiar with them.
So I had a shoot with them where I had to go up in their private jet, la-di-da, and I could not talk to you.
Okay, let's stop there. Dave, private planes all somehow have phones. I don't know how. I don't know what they're doing. But I'm told Office Springs loves overrated, underrated, properly rated in this show.
As does The Offspring, not just Office Springs.
Yeah, you know. I just went with that.
That's
one.
Fine.
I went with that.
That's
so, I mean... private plane or the show.
Then I had a shoot with the Los Angeles Kings for a story that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Can you tell us about it? Was it? I'm sure it's not just breaking down the team. There must be some other angle
to
it.
No, it's actually, it's pretty fascinating. It'll be on CBS Mornings coming soon. But it's basically how 8 of the NHL teams are in very predominant Latino communities, including here in Los Angeles, but 90% of the NHL is made up of white people, both front office and back and players and all that type of thing. So it's, there's a huge push here in LA and in some of the other areas that have a big Latino population to get more Latinos playing hockey. But one of the biggest barriers is, of course, the cost. So the LA Kings is footing the bill for a lot of these kids. They actually did a clinic and opened up an academy in Mexico City because Latino sports fans are like, you know, they love sports, but only about 6% of Latinos consider themselves hockey fans. So it would be a win-win for both the NHL and for the communities to get more people involved in hockey.
I think that's a great idea. You know, Gary Bettman was, and he's been a commissioner for decades now, and he helped create the push to move out west, where in some of the areas you do have a high-level Latino population, you know, in Dallas and Phoenix and obviously L.A., Anaheim. So I think that's a very, very shrewd idea. How, speaking of sports, how did the Dodgers celebration play out in L.A.?
I'm still exhausted. But it was, I have to say, it was amazing. It was really, I've never seen this city so joyful, so happy. It just, we covered the Dodgers parade all morning long out here on this CBS Los Angeles, and people could have dipped in and out of our streaming coverage. But we were there from like 5 o'clock in the morning until almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have to tell you, because this team didn't get a parade in 2020, I think double the amount of people showed up for this parade. You had just such joy and optimism. You had DJs playing sets. You had people doing, you know, throwing beach balls. And I mean, it was just a party atmosphere. And I think what's so cool about that is that the Dodgers are just such a unifier of this community, because you know Los Angeles. It is so many little tiny neighborhoods,
right? Sure.
You've got little Ethiopia. You've got little Tokyo. You've got, you know, as we just were talking about, the large Hispanic population and everything, you know, everyone's neighborhood's a little bit different. And this just brought everybody together. It looked like a huge melting pot, and it was just a blast.
So our mutual friend, Major Garrett, he is a San Diego native through and through, and he loves baseball, and he loves the Padres, right?
Sorry.
And as you know, the Padres led 2-1. And then, as I told Major, they choked. And
yep, they did.
Then we kidded him not once but twice on air about the Dodgers. I sent him a number of texts, like GIFs, Freddie Freeman. Yesterday, I went on Cameo. I haven't even told you yet, Hargan. And I was looking to see if any Dodger was Cameo.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And there's a bunch of former Dodgers, like Ron Say. I might pay the hundred-some bucks to have Ron Say call Major and say, Major, I just heard you love the Dodgers as much as I do.
Gosh.
Congratulations as a fellow Dodger fan.
That would be amazing.
That would be good.
Please do that.
If you can't kid your friends, don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Exactly. I will Venmo you part of the cost of that if you do that to him.
That would be great. Okay, tell me. Obviously, Harris is going to win California easy, but tell me in L.A., what sort of crazy proposition, what is the dominant political issue in Southern California? It looks like Adam Schiff is going to, at least if you buy the polls, has a significant lead on Steve Garvey. Speaking of former Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
A timing there. What is dominating the political talk in L.A.?
I have to say, I have never seen a local county district attorney race so divisive as this one. I had two neighbors yelling at each other the other day where I was like, guys,
really?
Calm down.
Wow.
And I was talking to people at work. It's been similar throughout the city. You know, we had George Gascon, who won the election in 2020. He is a guy who made a lot of promises to implement criminal justice reform. But now he's facing a tough on crime challenger who says that the policies have gone too far. And it's been this interesting back and forth, because a lot of people blame George Gascon. I'm sure you guys have seen videos where there's a lot of these smash and grab robberies. There's been a lot of burglaries. Yeah. There's been a lot of, street takeovers, just those types of crimes that really, on top of our homelessness crisis and some of the policing issues that have happened with that particular population, that people are really upset So this Nathan Hochman, who is George Gascon's challenger, he's a former federal prosecutor. So it's not like he's, you know, he is going to be a little bit tougher, I guess, potentially. But it looks like he is pulling ahead of George Gascon. And it's just interesting to me because when you look at where we were 4 years ago to where we are now with some of these races, you know, George Gascon, a lot of people gave him their vote last time because of the rhetoric and some of the things he said after what happened in Minnesota with the police killing of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, you know, giving people second chances or, you know, defunding the police and funding mental health issues and that kind of thing. And I think a lot of Angelenos are saying that just didn't work here. My neighborhood's not as safe. Things aren't, you know, as I want them to be. I gave you a chance. And I'm, you know, a lot of people are going back and forth. Then there's the people on the other side that said, hey, wait a second. He's only had the one term. You just saw people may know him if they've been following the Menendez case. He's just recommended that they, you know, get out of prison. So it's like people are very, depending on where their neighborhood is and how they feel their neighborhood, how the safety of their neighborhood is, they have very different ideas. Like even my neighborhood, where you would think it would be a little similar minded based on the demographics. It, like I said, my neighbors are all fighting with each other as to who should get in and who shouldn't.
Well, just get ready. 2 years from now, if Mary Moriarty decides to run for reelection in Hennepin County, it is going to be, Dave, you tell me if you agree with me. I think it might be even the most discussed race in the state. Other than the governor's race, right? Now, Tina Smith would be up for re-election. Mary Moriarty, Jamie, ran as someone who was going to take a very different approach, Mike Freeman. Mike Freeman had been the Hennepin County District Attorney for decades.
Yep.
And Moriarty was talking about, let's treat younger individuals different. Let's look at counseling. Let's look at probation. Let's look at therapy. Let's not just follow what everybody's done before. And people knew about it, and she won. And she has been involved in controversial case after controversial case. And more often than not, the public, by the way, including me, have not agreed with her decisions. And there have been Democrats on the record. There have been Democrats off the record who are not happy with her, let alone the Republicans who didn't want her in the first place. Now, she is a resolute person. She is convinced in her beliefs. So my gut tells me she's going to run. Now, we had Bob Fletcher on, who a longtime sheriff himself for Ramsey County. And Bob Fletcher at the fair, Jamie, said, I'll give you a nice prediction here. Keith Ellison, who you know is the state attorney general.
Yeah.
He's going to run against Mary Moriarty in 2026. Well, guess what? 2 days later, guess who was on with us at the fair? Keith Ellison. And Dave, did he say he was not going to run against Mary Moriarty?
I did not hear a straight denial.
No, he did not deny once. He never said yes.
But he didn't say no.
We got the old, I'm focused on being the state attorney general.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There were three questions by the goofball talking right now. And at one point, Ellison goes, you're very good, you're very persistent, but I'm not answering your question. You know, so that we could have a district attorney's race in this state, in the biggest county, which would be pretty interesting, too. Now, Doug had a chance to vote for the first time.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Well, I think for him it was a special moment. It was one of those things we talked about. We do have early voting, in-person voting here in California. We also have the mail-in ballot early voting where you can drop things off. And we decided that, you know, Doug shares custody with his ex-wife of his son, 50-50. And so we have him up every Monday, Tuesday. Mom has him every Wednesday, Thursday. So last Tuesday, we decided we'd make it a little civics lesson. And we brought my stepson with, and I think it made for kind of a special first-time voting. And everybody got to see the process. Doug was a little like, oh my gosh, I didn't really realize there were so many propositions. It took a little longer for him to do than me, but
right.
That's how it goes.
Exactly. Great to chat with you again. Have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Jamie Ukitz from CBS News and right here on WCC Radio. bumper music tied to swing states or potential swing states. Nobody thought Iowa would be a swing state. And then the gold standard all of a sudden showed Harris ahead by 3. Almost all of the polls show Trump ahead by 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So maybe that was just an outlier, but maybe we'll have a surprise. Wait a second. I thought that was locked for Harris. It goes for Trump or vice versa. Your latest construction time check is 156. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor. Yes, the show, the normal show, is filled with opinions. I give my opinions. Adam gives his opinions. And by the way, Blois gives plenty of opinions. He is not reluctant to give his opinion. Tonight, that's not what we're doing. We are telling you what is happening, asking important questions, getting on newsmakers, and covering the election as we should. We've done this many times before. It can be done again, and it will be done. And this will not be a time to take texts or cheap shots or valid criticism or point out, you know, hey, my opinion was right and my opinion was wrong. We're covering an election, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it to our best ability. And we'll do that tonight at 8 right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.